Continuing in Hilchos Tachnun, the event that a person made a mistake on the day in which Tachnun is not recited, and they begin to recite Vidui, which the general principle is that for those that do say Vidui, which is found even in the Art Scroll Siddur and the Ashkenaz Siddur, but generally Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't recite it, in the event that the times in which Tachnun is not said, we also would not say Vidui either. So, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that, for example, Nehagu Sholipol al Pneihem lo bebeis Avel v'lo bebeis Chasn, that there are certain times in which we know, we're accustomed to know this, that we don't say Tachnun in the event that there's a Simcha, or there's a by the time of a Chasna, as well as during the sadder times of one's life, Beis Avelus, in a mourner's home. So Tachnun is not recited in certain instances. Now, the question is asked, Misha Tovah Hiskil Lomer Tachnun, Biyom She'eno Amrim Bo Tachnun. What happens if a person begins to start reciting a tefillah in which really not supposed to say on that particular day? Obaminyan Sheshbo Bal Simcha Hapoter Metachlan. Let's say you just weren't aware that there was a Bal Simcha in the shul, and you began Vidui. So the question is, and let's say you recite it every day. So do you just stop in the middle, or should you just continue on even though you weren't really supposed to begin it? So, the Piskei Teshuvos tells us that Kivan Sheomer Elokeinu, once you open up with the first words of Elokeinu, Yamshech Lomer Ad Ve'al Tesalim Mitchinoteinu, then you should continue until that next phrase. V'yesh Sheomer, there are those that say, Sheomer, that you should continue until the words Aval Anachnu Ve'avoseinu Chatanu V'yafsik, and you should stop at that point, which means you will not Klap al chet or say oshamnu beganu. Ve'im kvar hiskil oshamnu. But let's say you already began doing so by resetting oshamnu. Lo yafsik beemsa. You shouldn't just stop. You already began. You're in the middle of this paragraph. Might as well just finish it off. El yigmor ad sof havidoy ve'yafsik. So you finish that paragraph and that's it. Obviously, this is all b'di'evin. You shouldn't have said it, but it was something which you weren't familiar with. Well, let's say I don't recite Vidui. I don't say this, so what's the significance for ourselves, for those who follow Minhag Ashkenaz? So it says as follows, the Minhag Ashkenaz shemiyad achri chazaras hashatz, nofon al pneihem. So what happens, im ta'u v'hiskiyum nefilas apayim, biyom she'en omrim tachnun? What happens if you're starting to recite Tachnun in the event, and all of a sudden someone stops you in the middle? They see that you're saying Tachnun you weren't supposed to. So maybe you should finish it, maybe you should stop right away. So the halacha tells us, yigmor pasuk v'yafsik. You should at least, if you're in the middle of the pasuk, wherever you may be in the middle of Tachnun, at least finish up that sentence, and then you should stop. So you don't actually finish the entire paragraph. So wherever you happen to be, if you at the point that you remember that it's in fact not the time you're supposed to be saying Tachnun, not that particular day, just finish the pasuk, and then you'll stop. What happens in the reverse situation? Lavush discusses the situation where the Chazan, the Shliach Tzibor, thinks that it's a day in which Tachnun is not said. And in fact, they were supposed to say Tachnun. So what's the big deal? So stop him. The problem is that, let's say that the Chazan already, immediately after the repetition of Shmoneh Esrei, he just started going right into the Chatzi Kaddish. So, and maybe even finished it. So the question is, so once you already said half Kaddish, should we just continue on with, let's say it's in the morning, Ashrei? Or do we still have to say Tachnun because you're really supposed to have said it? So the Lavush writes, Hatam, the reason, She'omrim Chatzi Kaddish Acher Tachnun, the reason why we say a half Kaddish after Tachnun, before Ashrei in the morning, Kedei Lahavdil Bein Psukim Tachnun L'Psukim She'omrim Acher Kach. The purpose of the half Kaddish, according to the Levush, is to show that there's a divide, a separation between one part of the tefillah and the next. It's kind of it brings you to and flows from one part of the davening to a different section. So after you finish reciting the psukim of Tachnun, so then in order to put us into a new frame of mind, we say the half Kaddish, and then we now move on to something else. And that's generally the idea of the half Kaddish we find in other places as well throughout the davening. That's the idea of the Levush. L'chein, and therefore he explains, Shliach Tzibor Shetavi Hiskil Chatzi Kaddish Miyad acher chazara. Immediately after he repeated the Shmoneh Esrei, he just went right into Chatzis Kaddish, thinking that it's a day in which there's no tachnun. However, his mistake is b'hu yom sheish bo tachnun. So what should he do? So he already said. Let's say he already said the half Kaddish. So maybe we should just okay, we missed it. Too bad. Forget it. No yomer tachnun. Acher Kaddish. In fact, he should continue to say the Tachnun, even though it's out of order. He said the half Kaddish, say Tachnun now. There's a question what to do after that. The Acher HaTachnun, after you said it, Yomer HaShat Shuv Chatzis Kaddish, some people hold that you should say a second half Kaddish. The Eish HaSovrim Shelo Yomer HaShat Shuv Chatzis Kaddish Acher HaTachnun. Some say that a person shouldn't do that. Once you said it once, you don't say it a second time. And the reason for why you should not have to repeat the Chatzis Kaddish is brought down in the Shilos and Tshuvos and the Rivos of Ephraim. He says, the Kivan de Tachnun Rishusu, that as we've established, the Tachnun in itself is different than it used to be, and that the Nefilas HaPayim that we do is not the way it used to be done, that we do not literally fall directly onto our faces. The Torah tells us this. L'chein, therefore, lo yomer shuv Kaddish. We should not say a second Kaddish after the Tachnun, which was out of order. The Yeshul Hosef, and some explain further, it says, the Chatzis Kaddish was simin siyam atfila. The purpose of the half Kaddish is to say that we just finished our davening. And therefore, because of that, you should certainly not say half Kaddish. So therefore, that's the dispute. But generally speaking, everyone holds, except there one minority opinion, that even though you said it out of order, you still would have to say Tachnun again. Now, what happens in the event that a person is Bebeis Avel? We said already in the Shulchan Aruch, the Mishnah Berurah also brings down Bebeis Avel, the house of mourning, you do not say Tachnun. Now, what happens if instead of you being in the house of the mourner, let's say for whatever reason the person comes here. He comes to Daven in a shul. So we're not literally in the house of mourning, but nonetheless, the person who's sitting Shiva, for whatever reason, is in shul. So do we say Tachnun during that week, or because after all he's here? Or maybe we should say that, no, maybe we should still say Tachnun because after all, he's coming to us. So this is the question that's brought down. If he comes to the shul to daven, who eino omer, abel hatzibur omer. The law is that the person who is in avelus, he himself alone should not recite Tachnun. However, the rest of the shul does. V'haminag miut min komos. There happens to be maybe a few places here and there, shigamat sibor in omrim, that no one says Tachnun as long as the avel is present. But that's generally not the custom. However, everyone agrees, v'im avel mispalel if ne hateva kishlech sibor, l'kuli amal lo yamur gam kol hatzibur. This is only an event that the person who is sitting Shiva is in the back. He's part of the Kehil, he's part of the congregation. There, the majority opinion says that we still continue with Tachnun. However, in the event that he's the one leading the service, not only would he not be saying Tachnun that day, also the Tzibor would not be saying Tachnun as well.